3 excluded groups and their interactions with the telecoms industry. As discussed in previous reports, the technology developed for different disabilities and for the elderly were developed in isolation, were often clunky add-ons and suffered from high price tags and relatively low penetration. The fact that smart devices as well laptops etc. often offer these options as part of their standard design means that we finally have the scale to address these exclusions on an affordable and inclusive basis. In simple terms, the accessibility and inclusion market has gone mainstream. There are several different ways in which we should view the issue. How the individual behaves at home or out and about. How that individual prefers to interact with their service provider. How the user interface, UI, is designed to ensure accessibility from the device manufacturer's point of view. How the right standards are embraced and APIs are implemented by the application's developers. How telecom service providers' systems and processes are implemented to address these formerly excluded groups. And for everyone. How websites and related content is tagged correctly and compliant with relevant access regulation. How content is created and delivered. One area of consistency worth a mention is that of shortcuts and hotkeys in applications. Nothing has been more frustrating for users of assistive technology than the lack of consistency when it comes to using apps. The explosion of webinars, online interactions, and collaboration tools available to a more dispersed workforce, in some ways play into the hands of those using assistive technology and has been a blessing for many. However, the frustration when it comes to consistency of hotkeys and shortcuts is a nightmare. Almost every collaboration application has different shortcuts for muting and unmuting, turning video on and off, entering the chat and Q&A function. And, of course, if graphics, buttons and icons are poorly labeled, the users of screen readers are left out in the virtual cold. W3C's standards along with toolkits from the main mobile device providers make life easier, but a lot of work is required to ensure these are universally applied.